This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Just meet me at the... Oh, it's a dance party in here. What a day. Happy Friday, everybody. It's Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
Do it. You know what? You deserve some sausage. Treat yourself.
Today's the day.
Mm-hmm.
Just buy it local.
See, visit the local hog farm and get the freshest sausage you can. Oh.
Or happy hour at the Red Onion, whatever.
That's a chain, man. I don't think you can do it.
Oh, well, but you're not getting the sausage from... I mean, you meet the sausage there and then take them elsewhere.
Oh, you're talking about a sausage party.
Yeah, meat market.
I see.
I got you.
You know what? I really thought the whole time we were just talking about, you know, some kind of like a sausage patty. You know, like you might get on an Egg McMuffin kind of thing.
A round of sausage.
Yeah. You know, a slice off a sausage.
Oh.
A round of sausage.
Huh.
Like pepperoni, I would consider to be
a round of sausage. Actually, come to think of it, I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Because it isn't.
If you really
a thing.
Break it down, what is a round of sausage? Like a round of drinks.
No, you've seen them. They're in like a tube, the sausage, and then you slice it yourself.
Yeah. Like a summer sausage.
Balls out of it.
But I do think of the sausage as being like, you know, kind of mushy meat packed into. Some kind of a casing. I don't want to say what it is.
Okay, you're going to make me boot. Let's move on.
This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. Oh my God, I'm getting a hot tub. I'm going to be in a hot tub in my backyard. I cannot wait.
If someone out there wants a hot tub like you, what do they do, Sarah?
Oh, they should go to Creative Energy. Spring's just around the corner, then. And so is my eagerly awaited hot tub. They've got all kinds of locations all over. Just go to creativeenergy.com. I went to the one up in Terra Linda, San Rafael. Cole helped me out. And man, they really are start to finish. They're like, oh, we'll set you up. Got your electrician, got your site survey, the whole thing. Make it happen. Oh, get yourself a hot tub. Treat yourself a round of hot tub, my friends. Exactly my thoughts. All right. Oops, I just moved the wrong cursor. Surprise, there's four of them in front of me. Okay, this is getting crazy. Yesterday I did the Gene Hackman death and the Michelle Trachtenberg death early in the day, and we sort of, you know, referred you back to it. But today there's enough stuff happening that I'm like, I'm saving this for the, like, if you're listening now, if you listen at 7 o'clock, you are prime time, baby. You're prime time drive time. Gene Hackman, beloved actor, has been in everything. 95 years old,
mm-hmm.
married to a lady who's 63 years old. They've been married, you know, 30 something years. A bunch of dogs. He really loves his dogs.
Mm-hmm. He has kids, though, too.
I don't know about anything about the kids. But we did hear yesterday that one of the daughters said, this is carbon monoxide. And I don't know if that was like, I think the AP said that the daughter said, or something.
Yeah. Well, it makes them, I mean, based on what information we were provided.
Yes.
That would make sense. And yet I said this yesterday, it doesn't make sense if you're a person of means, even if you're elderly, and maybe even especially if you're elderly, you would have people on a schedule to come check your crap.
Right.
You've got a giant estate in New Mexico, of all places.
Which, by the way, I expected to look deserty. I've seen some overheads now of it, and it's up in the mountains, and it's surrounded by tree. It looks like Tahoe. It's beautiful.
And I remembered yesterday as we were talking about him living in New Mexico. Didn't Val Kilmer also live in New Mexico?
Oh, I don't know.
He had a huge ranch there or something. But it sounds like it's another one of those places where people go, I can get away from it. I don't have paparazzi following me.
Right.
And I can get, you know, all the land.
Well, it's a big, beautiful house. And it's, I think I saw somewhere in one of the 1,000 stories I was reading about this that they paid about $3 million for it.
Mm.
And it's just like this. It's incredible looking. It really is. And there are a lot of overheads. So here's the thing, Vin. They're saying there was no gas leak. There was no CO2. These people were found in different parts of the house. The door was wide open.
Oh, so they weren't all three found in the bed together.
No. So he's found in the mudroom, like a room off the kitchen. She's found in a bathroom, and she has clearly fallen. Like there's some kind of prescription, and they don't say what that prescription drug is. But, you know, I got a prescription in my house. Like it's a prescription bottle. She's fallen. The pills have gone everywhere, and she looks like she's taken down a space heater with her. It's all there on the floor. Mm. The dog is in a nearby closet, and there's two dogs still alive. And it looks like this whole thing happened maybe 2 weeks ago. Like they've started to mummify is what they're saying in these stories.
So that's not the story that was first put out.
It's just not at all. It's like every single thing I read is more confusing than the last thing.
I feel like it actually, and maybe I just assumed it, which I do, but I thought they were both in bed. The husband and wife were in bed and that's why I
pictured that as well, but I did. There is nothing that said that they were found in their bed together. They were found in the house. And so I have elaborate descriptions of the positions that they were in. He has fallen down. His sunglasses look like they've just fallen off his face. There is no sign of force entry. There's no sign of any kind of blunt force trauma.
So it sounds more like a poisoning now.
What is it? Yeah, what is it?
Or maybe he had a stroke or something and died, and then she was so full of grief, she went in and knocked her, killed herself, and the dog starved
died
to death.
Because it was in the closet?
Yeah, he starved to death, and the other two were fine. I mean, and again,
yes,
I'm like
I
you. I read
I
100 stuff
know.
On this yesterday, and it is just wacky. Like, who knows?
I didn't read anything. I left here thinking that it was a gas leak.
That's what I left here thinking.
And didn't read anymore.
All day long, I'm getting these, you know, little alerts, like bodies were partly mummified.
So then instead of being now they said stuff like no foul play, though, and now you're telling me that there's... No, people fell over in the bathroom?
They both appeared to have fallen. So here, I'll lay this whole thing for you. There's a Santa Fe detective who says Betsy, the wife, was found. This is Gene Hackman died, 95 years old. His 63-year-old wife and one of their three dogs also died. So they had been there for a while. Santa Fe detective said Betsy was found lying on her right side in the bathroom with a black space heater near her head. Police think that the heater may have fallen off the counter, possibly when she fell. If she fell, there was an open prescription bottle on the countertop with pills scattered around it. I did not see what medication that was in any of the stories.
That wasn't provided.
Her body was decomposing and showing signs of, quote, mummification. And one of the things in one of the stories I read was the climate in New Mexico in the mountains is cool and dry. And it is not a place where, like, you might actually not just decompose in the regular way where suddenly, you know, you're covered in flies and you might just shrivel and mummify. Hackman himself, Gene Hackman, was found in a mudroom off the kitchen. Police think he may have fallen suddenly. His glasses seem to have been thrown off his body. He's fully clothed, and his body was in a similar condition to his wife's.
Hmm.
The dog, a German Shepherd, was found in a closet near the bathroom, but the couple's other two dogs were alive and healthy, still at the house, still at the property.
Well, if they hadn't been fed for 2 weeks, then they're out hunting, I guess.
They were able to, it does say that the front door was not locked. I've seen a couple different things on that. They said no forced entry, door was unlocked. I also saw one where it was door was ajar, which it almost would have had to be for those dogs to still be
right
alive. The maintenance workers who found Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy said they hadn't seen them in 2 weeks. By the time the police arrive, the front door is ajar, but these guys went into, TMZ has the 911 call from one of these guys calling it in. I didn't listen to it. I don't love hearing those things. It's not a loved one or anything. It's, you know, just somebody who knew him, but I hate hearing those things.
I listened to it.
Did you listen?
Yeah, it's just very frantic and like, please get somebody here right now.
Right.
Like, and they were like, well,
had they found both bodies?
Are they breathing? Are they okay? No, yeah, he had found both.
No, he was like fully saying though, no, these are dead people.
Yeah, yeah, like you know, you need to get here right now. Like, but very upset, very frantic. Like, you know, they were close. I mean, they worked with him all the time. Of course mm-hmm. you would be. Jeez, I mean, even if you didn't know the people when you found them, you'd be frantic
right.
and freaking out.
So as for all the speculation we did yesterday where it's like, oh, three beings passed. We think it's a gas leak or carbon monoxide. The fire department and the New Mexico Gas Company inspected the property, found no obvious signs of any kind of gas leak, tested, I'm assuming, for carbon monoxide and didn't find that. And they're saying at this point, they don't know how these people died. I mean, there'll be autopsies. There'll be toxicology. But in obtaining a warrant to search the property, they said that the circumstances were, quote, suspicious enough in nature to require a thorough search. Which, I mean, I'm just standing over here miles from there. And I'm thinking, that's suspicious enough to require a thorough search.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't find any evidence of blunt force trauma, but they did say in this application, I guess, for, you know, to search, they wanted to seize any blunt force objects just in case. The coroner's office said it'll take a month or more to determine the cause of death.
Sounds like a poisoning.
I agree.
And
why would someone?
If poison could be even drugging someone to the point of overdose can be considered a poisoning.
Sure.
But I don't know what other possibility there could be.
Why would three living beings all die 2 weeks ago and be just laying there?
And I guess maybe I just because the story came out and it's like they were found. I just assumed they must have all gone to bed and not woken up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess I put it. Nothing said they were found in bed then.
I'm trying to. I made the same. I have that visual in my head right now. The dog curled at the bottom of the bed. The two people laying in the bed. No.
Made all that up, I guess.
Me
okay.
too.
I have an update. The police are now saying they're not ruling out carbon monoxide poisoning.
Oh.
They said just because there wasn't, you know, any evidence of it when they got there, it'd been 2 weeks.
Yes, it had. Yep.
So,
and the door was open.
And the door was ajar. But that's the latest that just came across that is like they're saying, hey, we're not ruling this out, everybody. It could have been that.
You know,
we got to do tests.
I don't know what the weather is like in Santa Fe. I wonder if it was just for, she's got
it
a space.
It gets very cold there.
And it's dry and cold. And so there she is with a space heater and all that. Maybe it was a closed area and it just built. I don't know. How incredibly tragic if that's what it is.
I got somebody called in from and he works at the Alameda Fire Department and said that maybe she died in there and then there was nobody to take care of Gene and he fell and died. But, you know, I don't know.
Oh.
I would think that he had the wherewithal to
call 911.
The dog. Like, why is the dog in a closet?
Well,
you know, maybe that maybe it's more of a like a you know kennel or what are those crate kind of thing. But they do say closet, so I don't know.
They say closet. Yeah, we'll find out.
We will. So Gene was 95. Gene Hackman. It's totally mysterious death. This is so crazy. I really thought I sort of had a handle on what happened. It's very important to me to have a handle on things. His daughter Leslie says. And by the way, Leslie's probably, I don't know, 70. I just don't know how old a 95-year-old's daughter is. Leslie says he was in very good condition. He did yoga and Pilates several times a week. I guess he wasn't showing up for those things.
He didn't look, he's a guy who acted pretty late into his life. And at 95, he didn't look, like if you showed me a picture of him at 95 and said, who's this? I would have had a hard time going, oh, Gene Hackman.
Mm.
He was finally losing that distinct look right. that he had.
I agree. I saw a picture of like a recent picture of them from somewhere and I went, oh, yeah.
But he acted till late in his life.
He did. Deputies who were called to the scene called by a maintenance worker who'd gone to the home to do some work Wednesday afternoon and grew concerned when no one answered the door. The worker asked local security officers to conduct a welfare check, and when they arrived, they saw unresponsive bodies through the window. That's when they called 911.
Another little update: his daughter is saying that he was in good health, like he was in good shape,
good condition.
Yeah, no problems at all.
Which is, you know, that's what you want to hear about your 95-year-old dad. Mm-hmm. But this is a man. There's a lot of like really kind of macabre descriptions of the way that the bodies were found and this whole like mummification of the hands and feet. Ugh, like, boy. And they're basically saying you got to wait for the autopsy. Let me see if there's any other. I got 20 windows open here. These two guys the two maintenance workers were regulars there and said we hadn't seen them for 2 weeks. And so when they did not answer they probably, you know, I guess if you're Gene Hackman or you're $80 million rich, you've got people who come by and keep an eye on the place.
That's what I'm probably saying. That's why the leak wouldn't make sense because you'd have
But
people.
I'm saying you'd probably tell them if you were going to be gone. Like they would be like, why are these, I usually see them every week. And because otherwise, if they're just like gardeners who are coming by to mow and blow, then they would just be like, oh, I just haven't seen them in 2 weeks.
Yeah, they don't
These guys
in.
Were totally concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they're saying the death of two deceased individuals is suspicious enough in nature to require a thorough search. So they're going to do it. And I guess at some point we'll get more info. I have no idea if it's. I don't know. I'm intrigued. I have to say that. I'm sure the internet sleuths are all over it. The Michelle Trachtenberg death. This will be a much quicker thing. Her parents, her family says no autopsy.
So they have some idea that whatever surgery she had could have been rejected. Is that it?
Or they just don't want the world to know what the results of that stuff are. I don't know. Apparently, according to the New York City Medical Examiner, Michelle's family has said, do not do an autopsy to determine the cause of death. It's not a suspicious death. Apparently, that's the only time it's legally required. They say if there was any suspicion of criminality, then an autopsy would automatically be performed. But since there isn't, they won't be doing one. So I guess we'll have to satisfy ourselves because we're so nosy with just knowing that she had some problems. This may or may not have been the result of a rejected liver because she just had a transplant recently. But it makes it no less tragic. It's terrible.
No, but I can absolutely see the family saying, we knew the possibility after the surgery was it could not work.
Yep. Well, they say too, when you get an organ replaced, like the rest of your life, you are on massive amounts of anti-rejection medicine. Mm. Like that's, you got to talk your body into keeping that thing every day.
Life's a gift, man. I know that sounds so ridiculous.
Life is a gift.
But
try to appreciate it.
If you're breathing, what is it you say?
It's your thing. If you're breathing, you're wealthy. That's your saying. I see it. It's right there on the list of things that
Vinny
said.
You're
going to
give me one of your sayings? That's weird.
You know what? You keep giving me all the sayings, and I'm just trying to pawn some of them off on others. Hey, Vinny, this one's for you. Just a really quick thing here.
Thank you.
Sadie Sink, she plays Max on Stranger Things, the little redhead. Yeah. We like her. You know, everybody likes Stranger Things. She is doing a, and I put the trailer up. I put it up a day or two ago, so you might have to dig for it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It is a, it's a movie, and it's called Odessa. And it's debuting on Hulu next month. It's I guess it is premiering at South by Southwest, or maybe has already played. But she is, it's a musical.
Why is this for me?
Because you like her.
Well, I mean, I like, yeah, all right.
Odessa is set in a post-apocalyptic future, centers on Sadie Sink's character, Odessa, venturing from her family's farm on a quest to track down a missing heirloom. She finds herself in a strange city where she falls in love and must later use the power of song to save her beau's soul.
That's for sure not for me, but...
No, it sounds great.
I'm a fan of redheads, as you know. She's a little young for me, and I'm surprised she's even playing... She's playing someone who would have a love interest?
Yeah.
Isn't she 12?
You know what? Those kids are all a lot older than you think they are.
Oh.
I don't have her exact age here, but there's some quotes from the trailer. She says, "My daddy used to tell me singing had the power to bring light to the darkness and change things." And then I guess the boyfriend says, "When you sang to me earlier tonight, it reminded me of how beautiful some things are."
Oh.
Treat yourself around a sausage, guys. Anyway, it's debuting. I think it's debuting maybe sometime here in March because they say next month. I consider March to still be next month. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
A couple's argument goes maybe just a dash too far and an old lady raver.
Oh.
After these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Boom, 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 boom. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Turns out it's Friday and it will be all day. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram. You'll see pictures from the show and get links to our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank and its foundation's philanthropic efforts support education foundations in Fremont, San Leandro, and Dublin. They put in Dublin.
You know, like that.
And Dublin. That's just great. Along with other Bay Area cities, go to FremontBank.com/giving to learn more. All right. Here's what's happening. Once again, I'll just apologize real quick. I did not know yesterday would turn out to be so hot, or I would have told you.
Yeah.
Because yesterday turned out to be pretty hot.
I definitely blame you. Like when the weather isn't exactly what you said it was going to be. I'm like, well, that very why that got foiled again.
It's fair to blame me. I mean,
yes. It's not like I have any other apps or any other sources.
I deserve it. Anyway, today's guess is clouds with sun.
Okay.
it's the guess of weather with Vinny. Right.
And rain for the weekend, depending on where you're at. It could be Saturday, it could be Sunday, could be both days.
Can you make it not be rainy, Vinny?
I cannot.
Yeah. You got to get that weather under control.
Yeah, dude.
My friend.
I wanted to share something with you guys that a moment I had yesterday that I just found it was delightful, but also like, oh, yeah. I stopped at the grocery store. I'm at New Leaf.
Yeah.
On Fair in Santa Cruz. And I'm in there and I go, "You know what? I'm going to order up a sandwich and I'm going to eat that for lunch.
Treat yourself.
I'm going to treat myself to a sandwich." And so now I'm waiting.
Yeah.
With all the other peoples who've ordered sandwiches, and this young man, tall guy but young, you could see it on him. He gets on his phone and he's like, "Oh, hey, yeah, what are you doing tonight?"
Oh.
And I went, I used to ask people that. I used to ask people that all the time. What day is it? It's Thursday night. And that young man is calling a friend early in the day to see.
What's going on?
What are you doing tonight? Oh, yeah. He's like, "Oh, yeah." And I'm not trying to listen to every word, but I'm thinking, how many years has it been since I called someone on a weeknight and asked them, "What are you doing tonight?"
This is actually, turn that up. This is a very sad story.
When's the last time you called someone on a Thursday night and said, "What are you doing tonight?"
It has to be 35 years. unless I was on vacation. That's the only thing I can think where that scenario might occur.
What's ironic? Last night I went outside for a little,
I
came back at like 6:30, and I live above a brewery and everyone
was
dangerous.
Out. Jesus. And it was such a nice day.
And I know, and I'm just, and I thought the same thing. I'm like, oh, weeknight going out. Thursday night used to be the best night.
Friday. I can do this.
I can get through Friday. Let's do it on Thursday. Just do it. Yeah. Do it live.
Oh my God.
What are you doing tonight?
Hey, what are you doing tonight? Oh my God. Such a simple thing. And yet it all of us feel a little stab in the heart.
On a weeknight.
Yeah. You know, it just reminds me that I'm going to try, like when I retire someday, I am going to call someone on a Thursday while I'm in line waiting for a sandwich at the grocery store. I go, "Hey, what's going on tonight? What are you doing tonight?" And when I say tonight, I mean like 5 p.m. And then we're in bed by 8 o'clock. Okay, great. Meet you for dinner at the early bird special.
I'd be lying if I said I remember for sure which night it was. But there was one night of the week that we went to Tijuana regularly.
Oh, like they had specials at some bar. Yeah, like, you got to go on Tuesdays, I mean, man.
Tijuana is a giant special.
The whole thing. Yeah.
Nickel beers,
everything
right?
about it. Exactly. There was a regular night. And then there were a couple other nights in the week that might just happen as well. But I had that like, that rememory of...
Oh, rememory.
There used to be a time when I would just, on a Wednesday night, go, "I'll be out all night."
That was when there was a 12% greater chance of you having the nickname Cool Breeze. Oh, God.
Don't get into that right now. Don't bring that up in a moment, please. Yeah. Anyway, for those of you out there... just waking up and you went and did something fun last night.
Yeah. Hands up.
You know what? Way to have a life. Seriously. Spoken by people who don't.
What are you doing tonight?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to eat dinner at 3 p.m. and then be in bed at 6:30. Actually, ask me what I'm doing tonight. I don't know. But I'm definitely going to take a nap and be up past 8 p.m. Winning, duh.
Good luck with that.
Thank you so much. As long as I don't sit down on the couch, I'll be fine. Play some cribbage with John.
How about a fast pack?
I love a fast pack. Let's do this thing.
You know what? No, I take that back.
Oh.
I need to remind you that today is National Boycott Day.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm not going to get into this in detail every break, but I want to remind you, if you're just waking up or just joining us, the people have spoken.
The National Economic Boycott.
Exactly.
Spend no money. And if you have to, go local.
Buy local, and they say use cash.
Oh, if you have any of that
the
around.
People who put this on, I don't know. But that's I want to remind you of that. So it's a boycott day, everyone. All right, now, fast facts. There are about 2 billion parking spaces in the U.S.
Really?
Or 7 per car.
Not here.
Yeah, they must be in other states.
Not here. I'm definitely not in this building.
That is
building in particular is common
stingy,
grind.
Stingy on the parking space.
Common grind around here. Mm. I see some of our peoples walking the streets at
get it out
dark o'clock. Oh, take it out, take it out, take.
Take it out, take it out, take it. Ow.
2 billion parking spaces in the United States, or 7 per car. Remember that when you're circling here in the city.
Just somewhere in Alabama, there's a parking spot with your name on it.
But not on your street where you live.
No.
Sorry about that.
Oh, man. That's rough. That's got to be the worst part of city dwelling. Like, if you've got only street parking, and now you wake up in the morning, you're like, I don't even know what street I parked on. I guess I'll just wander the streets until I find my car.
Kitty litter.
Oh, what about it?
Was invented in Michigan in 1947. Before that, people just used soil or ashes.
Which that had to be nice and clean. Boy, that's
even worse than the kitty litter prints. Ugh. As they leave their poop bucket would be the ash
track.
Or soil track.
Right, the mud track. That is, I think that cats were way more utilitarian in the olden days. Like, we really needed those because there were vermin.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were wild cats just out in the world, right? So you didn't have to, you might have had some cats hanging around your house that you fed, but you didn't have to necessarily let them in the house.
I think that makes the most sense. I when I went to Nicaragua, the people there, there's lots of dogs. No one owns any one of them in particular,
right.
But one will come around regularly and you start feeding them and that guy will be yours.
Yep.
But
basically
also
yours, but not
leave and
very
go
independent, can go find someone else to feed him if you fail.
And these dogs that were around in Nicaragua when I went on a surf trip there, they don't walk on the street. Like, they see a car coming, they go, I better get out of the way.
Mm.
Like, they know.
They're street smart.
They're
not
That's
idiots.
What I was going for. They don't sit there and go, oh, why are you barreling down on me?
They come
me?
From a long line of dogs that got the F out of the way.
Right. That is the deal with these, I don't know, what do you call them?
Domesticated animals?
Undomesticated. I mean, are the animals.
Well,
that,
I'm saying, you telling me that in 1947 they came up with the first bag of kitty litter?
Yeah.
That is what created the indoor cat. There was never any need for indoor cats. There was never, you just couldn't have that because you couldn't have ashes and mud tracked all around your house. That cat had to go out.
George Harrison.
Oh, what about him?
Was the first member of the Beatles to release a solo album.
Oh.
It was the soundtrack to a film in 1968 called Wonderwall.
Really? Huh.
Maybe that's where the...
Well, they're very derivative, so...
I love those guys, though. I hope to see them live when they come through.
Me too.
You won't see them?
No.
Oh, really?
No interest in that. I would just be like blocking my ears the whole time I was there. La, la, la. Listen to this.
If you've a partner, you've had an argument with your partner. That's just the reality. At some point.
Yep. You can't agree on everything.
They don't always end this way.
All right. Oh, what happened? Oh, geez.
This is just awful.
Oh, no.
There are things you do in the heat of an argument that are forgivable. I shouldn't have said that. I apologize.
Right. Then there are things immediately
that are closer to attempted murder. A 51-year-old man in North Carolina called 911 on Monday and said, I've been locked in a storage unit for about a week now, and I just now found my phone. The operator asked if he was still stuck inside, and he said, yes!
Found his phone? Yeah.
Yes, my girlfriend locked me in here. She doubled up my lock. I just need out of here. I can't breathe, and I haven't had nothing to drink or anything. Emergency crews rushed to the scene.
Yes.
Freed the man.
Yes.
Got him to the hospital for treatment. He was dehydrated, but he'll be okay. Investigators say the couple got into an argument, and she told him, can you get something out of the back of this unit? He crawled in there, and she slammed the door shut and yelled, this is what you get, and then locked it and left and never went back.
Oh.
He was in there from Thursday the 20th to Monday, 4 full days, locked in a storage unit. One official says they truly believe she intended for him to die. There's no possible way that she could just leave a human being locked away without help, water, food for 4 full days.
I don't understand about the phone part.
The unit is described as a hoarder's paradise. It was stuffed so full that things started falling out when the police forced it open. They say that's why he couldn't find his phone. He spent days trying to find it in the darkness.
Because when you close the door, the light automatically goes off. So he's somewhere in the, he's just feeling around in the darkness for the phone. I don't mean to laugh, but this is just...
A girlfriend, 52-year-old... Robin Deaton was arrested and charged with attempted murder and kidnapping. The guy has since tried to change his story, saying, oh, she must have just accidentally shut me inside. But the cops are not buying it, and they say he is a victim of domestic violence.
Yes, he is. That is, I wonder if her plan was, I'm going to go back there after and get that other lock off of there and make it look like he just died in there.
I don't want to try and even pretend to be close to a perfect person, but there isn't a chance in, you know what, that I could sleep just even the first night knowing I locked someone. Like, there's just no,
yes,
no matter how mad I am, there's no possible way my eyes are going to shut and I'm falling asleep knowing I've left a human being trapped. Like that's
especially when I'm like, I don't have his phone on me. I'd be like, I'm going to get in trouble for this. I need to go back there and trick him into giving me the phone. Hey, if you asked, hold on 1 second. Hey, Siri, can you make a phone call for me?
To who?
Nobody, forget it. So what do you think about that? Like, what if he had an iPhone and instead of searching for it, he could have just said that?
That's why you need to have an iPhone and not, you know.
Well, I'm sure you can do that with...
Seriously, I'm not talking to
you. With an Android. But I don't know. I don't know, but maybe he didn't think of it. You know what? While I know that a lot of you regularly, what do they call that? Dictate your texts?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I never do.
Oh, really? So much easier.
I never, ever do. So I
don't
understand
even bother reading them. They're a disaster.
I just don't even think of it.
Oh.
It doesn't even occur to me. If I can't type it, then I don't text you.
I actually hate typing with my thumbs on the keyboard on a phone.
I get it.
I'm just blah, 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 blah.
No,
blah,
I know
blah,
people
blah,
who
blah.
Only talk text.
Yeah.
But I don't do it. So maybe it's just not something that he would have occurred to him.
Right. Or... my feeling, too, is like, how is there still power in that phone 4 days later? Like, that might be the best phone ever. I'm trying to find out the make and model on that thing. But, yeah, I would never be able to sleep going, oh, man, I think that phone's in there. I think I really need to go get that
you
phone.
You are a lot more devious than we give you credit for.
Thank you.
I would
Thanks
have
for
thought
noticing.
About killing a person, but you, of course.
Well, he obviously did something to deserve it. Like,
I mean,
that's
pick
not
your socks up, dude. Yeah. Really?
You got, I can't, if I trip over your shoes one more time, I'm going to lock you in your storage unit.
Socks.
It's always a thing.
Yeah. Is it?
Not as wiener fell in a random other person, but.
Oh, goodness.
Could be both.
Socks.
Danny left his socks there.
A woman in England.
Yes.
Celebrated Cheerio. Her 105th birthday by going to a rave.
Split splat.
Her name is Hilda Jackson.
Hilda.
Her retirement home threw her one on Tuesday after her 81-year-old nephew.
Oh, boy.
Heard she wanted a rave. It turns out that may not exactly be what she wanted, as Hilda told a reporter, I'm not sure that's what I actually asked for, but I did enjoy every minute of it.
I needed some rain. There was quite a lot of ants going. I can't move very much, so I... Oh, well, this does feel like a nice beach. I guess I could... press the automatic buttons here on my wheelchair. Oh.
Does love to dance, but more of the ballroom dancing variety, not the.
Oh, the bass is about to drop, Vinny. Wait for it.
Hey, Grandma! Eat this, Molly! Yeah!
There's a lollipop for you, Nana!
And some light sticks.
Okay, so the bass isn't going to drop.
I love the 81-year-old nephew. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff that you guys wrote. Hey, morning show fam. This is from 408. Question for Vinny about the Mach-E. I have a similar commute.
Oh.
Do you find yourself making it to work and back on a single charge, or do you find yourself needing a charge while in the office? Slurps all around. M in Scotts Valley, Odyssey.
Odyssey.
It makes it back and forth just fine.
Yeah.
I do have to charge daily, though.
Mm-hmm.
So while someone might charge that car and they could maybe go 3 days.
Depending on the length of your commute.
But I definitely am commuting a distance and then usually have to stop for groceries or something on the way home. So.
And you're not taking it easy on that car, because there are ways to not use any of the accessories and to not be a lead foot, and you can... maintain some of the mileage that's available to you. But if you drive like a normal person, I'm not saying you're a lead foot really. I'm, you know, if you drive really normally and don't worry about that kind of thing, you're going to drop miles faster.
I will say we are still getting to know each other.
Oh,
I'm trying to figure out what it's got. What do you got, Gallops? Let's see.
I got like 500 horsepower. I'm galloping for reals. That's a beautiful car.
I got a fast one.
It's so beefy.
Mm-hmm.
I just love the front end of it. When I come out and you're kind of doing your 50-point turn to get out of that crazy little spot where it is a tiny little space. And I just think to myself, that's a beast. That's a beautiful beast of a car.
It is.
Mm.
You're right.
You look good in it, too.
Frontier. Thank you.
Mm.
Frontier Ford in Santa Clara,
ding,
everyone.
Ding, ding, shame.
Just opened Odyssey to hear something about 14 kids. I'm the youngest of 14, dying to hear the beginning of this topic on the podcast, Liz in Sebastopol. Liz, 14 kids in your family. That's from a story earlier, if you're just joining us, so you'll have to go to the podcast like Liz.
Yeah.
But Liz, it turns out you've saved your parents' life.
Yes.
They're going to live a longer, healthier life. Because
of your sacrifice.
Because you came along. Because you entered the world.
Right.
Kids will keep you young.
That's what right. It'll keep your mind young.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps your mind from just melting out your ears.
Right.
Mm.
Melting.
Isn't that what happens?
I don't know.
I feel like it's dripping out of your ears.
Maybe you would know. I don't know.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, movies, sequels, and micro-dosing LSD. Fun!
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.